let's meet today's contestants. A high school economics teacher from Burbank, California, Doug Grimshaw. An attorney, originally from Westview, New Jersey, Daniela Regencia. And our returning champion, a school administrator from Huntington Beach, California, Greg Marrero, whose one day cash winnings total $21,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The challengers on Jeopardy have been doing very, very well in recent days. Will that apply today for Daniela and Doug, or will Greg be able to defend successfully? Let's start finding out right now. Good luck, players. Here we go. Jeopardy round, first round of play with these categories today. Set the table. Oh, that sounds good. Taxes, not good. Three-letter crossword clues. Geology. She shoots, but he scores. Greg, start.
Set the table, 200.
Named for its placement on the table, it's the main event of flower arranging. Daniela.
What is a centerpiece?
That's it.
Set the table, 400.
These can be quite elegant, as in the 19th century Venetian example here. Tacos and fried chicken must have been popular in 19th century Venice. That's a finger bowl. Back to you, Daniela.
Set the table, 600.
An elegant table may combine stemmed glasses and these cylindrical ones, a word that could also describe a gymnast. And that word is a tumbler. Back to you, Daniela.
Three-letter crossword clues for 200.
High-arcing tennis shot. Doug.
What is a lob?
Good.
Crossword, 1,000.
Apple seed or domino dot. What is a pip? Back to you, Doug.
Let's do crossword 800.
Last letter to a Brit. Doug.
What is Zed?
Good.
Crossword 600.
Write it down. Greg.
What is Jot?
Yes.
Crossword 400.
Emerald's signature exclamation. Greg.
What is Bam?
Bam. Yes.
Taxes, 200, please.
Primarily imposed on land and buildings, in the United States, it can be extended to farm equipment and automobiles. Daniela?
What is property tax?
Yes.
Taxes, 400.
The 16th Amendment permitted a federal one of these. Greg?
What is an income tax?
That's it.
Taxes, 600.
In 1898, the federal government implemented a version of the estate tax to help finance this war. Doug?
What is the Spanish-American War?
You got it.
Taxes, 800.
Usually collected through withholding, this employment tax comes only from wages and salaries and provides one-third of federal government revenue. Doug?
What is the payroll tax?
Yes.
Taxes, 1,000.
In economics, this four-letter type of taxation system utilizes a single tax rate that applies to all citizens. Doug?
What is the flat tax?
Right.
He scores, 1,000.
The good, the bad, and the ugly is one of Ennio Morricone's classic scores for this Italian director's films. Greg?
Who is Sergio Leone?
Yes.
He scores, 800.
Former Clash frontman Joe Strummer scored this 1997 black comedy starring John Cusack as a conflicted hitman. Greg?
What is gross point blank?
That's right, and that takes you to 3,200. And it takes us into break number one. Back in a moment. Doug Grimshaw is a high school economics teacher who had a part-time job that would be the envy of most guys. Anybody who's been to a hockey game looks between periods and sees the Zamboni going around the rink and says, I'd love to drive one of those. You did. What's
I was like? Lucky enough when I was taking classes to get my teaching credential. I needed a part-time job. I've always been a hockey fan, and I've played most of my life. So I applied at the local rink, and one of my many responsibilities was to drive the Zamboni. So I got to live the dream.
We all think that there's a danger of sliding, but it doesn't seem to slide at all.
It can if you get out of control a little bit. So if you want to have some fun with it, you can get that back end turning a little bit more.
Oh, I see. All right. You don't want to do that in a big game, though. No. Daniela Regencia, originally from New Jersey. What's this about your nickname in law school?
Yes, my nickname in law school was Senator Beef.
Why?
I was on the law school student senate, so that's the senator part, but then the beef part came because affinity groups in law school all have scholarship dinners, and as a, you know, student representative, I could have gone, but I just went as a guest of my friend. So I'm sitting at my table, I'm looking at everyone's name tags, and it's editor-in-chief of law review, managing partner, president of some club, and then mine just said beef, because that's what I was eating, and I was
just okay. Greg Marrero is a school administrator who, like my son, enjoys traveling solo, and you've been to some exotic places around the world. Tell me about that.
Most recently, I've been to India, Croatia, China, and Vietnam.
Good for you. All right. You're in command of the board right now, so go ahead and make a selection.
She shoots for 800.
Dorothea Lange chronicled Depression-era drought refugees from this state looking for work in California. Greg.
What is Oklahoma?
You are right.
She shoots 1,000.
Cindy Sherman acts as her own photographic model, often employing these artificial body parts from Greek for ad. Daniela.
What are prosthetics?
That's it.
Set the table 800.
It's the four-letter word for the part of the tablecloth that hangs down. The farther it falls, the more formal the occasion. And that four-letter word is the drop. Drop. Daniela.
Geology 200.
An event around 8,000 B.C. called the Flims Rock Slide created Ruinalta, the Grand Canyon of this alpine country. Greg.
What is Switzerland?
Yes.
She shoots 600.
19th century rivals ridiculed Julia Margaret Cameron's blurry photos. She's now revered as a pioneer of soft this. Daniela.
What is focus?
Good.
Geology 400.
The VEI, or this adjective explosivity index, rates Tambora, 1815, a 7, with 100 cubic kilometers of ejected material. Doug.
What is a volcanic?
Yes.
Geology 600.
Answer there. The Daily Double. And you were just $400 off the lead.
$1,500, please.
All right. J. Harlan Bretz explored many of these with his dog. In his book, These of Missouri, he called them valleys with roofs.
What are caves?
Caves is correct. And the lead is now yours. Go again.
Geology 800.
These features have their disastrous downsides, but on the plus side, many, such as Australia's Junction One, host gold deposits. Talking about faults. Doug?
Geology 1000.
If water or wind alters rock, it's called by this meteorological name. If that process moves the rock, that's erosion. In the first case, it's called weathering. Back to you, Doug.
He scores 600.
Producer Atticus Ross and this Nine Inch Nails frontman shared a 2010 Oscar for their score for The Social Network. Doug?
Who is Trent Reznor.
Good, less than a minute now.
He scores 400.
Elmer Bernstein's magnificent theme to this 1960 Western was also played over the end credits of the 2016 remake. Greg?
What is the Magnificent Seven?
Correct.
He scores 200.
This one-time Boston Pops conductor is even better known for his scores for the Star Wars and Indiana Jones film series. Daniela?
Who is John Williams?
Yes.
She shoots 200.
When Virginia Shaw won this news prize for a photo of a 1953 rescue, the announcement identified her as Mrs. Walter M. Shaw. Doug.
It was a Pulitzer?
Correct.
She shoots 400.
While she was working on a kibbutz in 1969, this celeb photographer's boyfriend got her a subscription to Rolling Stone. Greg?
Who is Annie Leibovitz?
Yes.
And with that, you wind up in second place. And Daniela, she goes first in Double Jeopardy, of course, because she's in third place. Well, as I indicated at the beginning of the program, the challengers do well on Jeopardy in recent days. Daniela will select first from these categories. 21st Century Broadway, Unusual Adjectives, Authors' Homes, Geographic Gateways, Transportation, and finally John Brown, and that category will contain clues from the new Showtime limited series, The Good Lord Bird. Start us.
21st Century Broadway 400.
Time Out New York called The Lightning Thief, a musical about this son of Poseidon, worthy of the gods. Greg.
What is Percy Jackson?
Yes.
Broadway 800.
When this show opened, Hank Azaria played several roles, including Sir Lancelot and A Knight of Nice. Greg.
What is Spamalot?
Correct.
Broadway 1200.
Jesse Mueller took piano lessons to play this singer-songwriter in Beautiful. Greg.
Who is Carole King?
Right again.
Broadway 1600.
Kathleen Turner played cougar Mrs. Robinson to Jason Biggs's Benjamin Braddock in the Broadway adaptation of this film. Greg.
What is The Graduate?
Good.
Broadway 2000.
In 2014, this Lorraine Hansberry drama won the Tony Award for Best Revival of a Play. And that would be A Raisin in the Sun. Greg, back to you.
Geographic Gateways 1200.
North of Pacifica and San Bruno and just south of this city, Daly City, California, is the gateway to the peninsula. Greg.
What is San Francisco?
Yes.
Gateway is 1600.
This Manitoba capital is Canada's gateway to the West. Capital Manitoba, Winnipeg. Greg.
Gateway is 2000.
Rostov-on-Don, Russia, is the gateway to this mountainous region between the Black and Caspian Seas. Greg.
What is the Caucasus?
Yes, Caucasus.
Gateway is 800.
There are no roads or trails in Alaska's gates of this region, National Park. What is Arctic? Back to you, Greg.
Let's do transportation 1600.
A howdah is a seat for one or more people to ride on the back of one of these creatures. Doug.
What is a camel?
Camel will accept that. Elephant would have been more proper, but go ahead.
Gateway's 400.
Companies in this Midwest city include Gateway Metals, Gateway Title, and Gateway Chili and Beans. Okay, we made that last part up. Daniela?
What is St. Louis?
Yes.
Transportation 1200.
In 2007, this company unveiled its Dreamliner, a commercial jet made of 50% carbon composite materials. Greg.
What is Boeing?
That's it.
Author's Home 1200.
Answer there. The Daily Double. And before I ask you to make your wager break, I'm afraid that we have some bad news for you. In your response to Caucasus a few moments ago, our judges have ruled that you changed the pronunciation substantially, so we have to rule against you and take $4,000 away. So you're at $9,400, still in the lead, and the Daily Double is for you alone.
Okay. I'll do $3,000.
Three it is. In the 1870s, she and her family lived in a little dugout house near Walnut Grove, Minnesota, on the banks of Plum Creek.
Who is Laura Ingalls Wilder?
That's right. And you've just picked up $3,000.
Author's Home 1600.
In 1842, he and his new bride moved into the old manse in Concord, Massachusetts, hence his mosses from an old manse. And the author is Nathaniel Hawthorne. Greg.
Transportation 2000.
First used in Japan around 1870, this two-wheeled cart pulled by a runner often had a hood to protect the passengers. Greg.
What is a rickshaw?
Rickshaw, yes.
Author's Homes 2000.
In 1972, his daughter Jill sold Roanoke, the family home in Oxford, to the University of Mississippi. Daniela.
Who is Faulkner?
Yes.
Author's Homes 800.
He lived and wrote works like To Have and Have Not in the Key West home seen here. Daniela.
Who is Hemingway?
That is it.
Author's Homes 400.
In person or online, you can tour his Hartford home where he wrote Huckleberry Finn. Doug.
Who is Mark Twain?
Correct.
Transportation 800.
Officially opened in 1994, this engineering marvel now allows for a less than 3-hour train trip from Paris to London. Doug.
What is the Chunnel?
Yes.
Unusual Adjectives 2000.
Absinthial can mean related to this herb that is used to make absinthe. Daniela?
What is anise?
No. What is wormwood? Doug, back to you.
Adjective 1600.
Answer. Daily Double.
3,000, please.
Okay, here's the clue. Something that is quadragesimal happens during this period of the Catholic calendar.
What is Lent?
Lent is right.
Adjectives to the lead. Adjectives 1,200.
Referring to wisdom, the adjective Palladian comes from an alternate name for this Greek goddess. Doug.
Who is Athena?
Yes, Pallas Athena.
Adjectives 800.
Canicular refers to this star, also known as Sirius. That would be the dog star. Doug?
John Brown, 2000.
Ethan Hawke plays John Brown, who hoped to liberate all enslaved people, and October 16th, 1859, raided the arsenal in this town.
I want them to know we just took over the nation's largest armory. To free the enslaved people of this nation, that will be big news, I reckon.
Greg.
What is Harper's Ferry?
Correct.
John Brown, 1600.
After an 1858 raid, this president put a $250 bounty on Brown, who in turn offered a reward of $2.50 for the capture of the president. Doug.
Who is Buchanan?
Correct. Less than a minute now.
John Brown, 1200.
John Brown had respect for and a close friendship with this orator, seen in The Good Lord Byrd and played by David Diggs. Take a look.
The conscience of the nation must be roused.
Greg.
Who is Frederick Douglass?
Yes.
John Brown, 800.
Brown was supported by transcendentalist writers like Emerson and this friend who gave a plea for Captain John Brown. Daniela.
Who is Thoreau?
Yes.
John Brown, 400.
Zeneb Jah plays this woman who tried to recruit supporters for John Brown. He called her the general. Take a look.
I will come with all the bees I can have. But once that date is set, do not change it. Not for anything.
Doug.
Who's Tubman?
Harriet Tubman, correct. And with that, you go to 15,100. Still anybody's game. I love that. Here comes Final Jeopardy for the three of you. Category today, history of medicine. Good subject. Formal sounding subject, doesn't it? All right. Clue after the break.
Dogs fall with heat it. From your head down to your feet it. Feels like no mattress you felt before.
Bob's Bob-O-Pedic.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I can't recall if we've ever had history of medicine as a category for Final Jeopardy. But it's a good category and we have a good clue for you. Here it is. 2020 marks the 55th birthday of the first piece of equipment dedicated to this process. Now used for regular screenings. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Daniela, we come to you first. Which part of the body did you think of in... What is a colonoscopy? All right. We know what you were thinking of. It's incorrect. And it'll cost you $41.98, leaving you with $2. Let's go to your left now to Doug Grimshaw. He wrote down, what is a CT scan? Incorrect also. The wager? $5,000, substantial. You're at $10,100. We come to Greg Marrero, our champion, and he wrote down, what is mammogram? We needed one more M in there. We don't penalize you for misspelled words. You are right, and you will add something to that, $2,400, and even $20,000 today, and now a two-day total of $41,200. And you get to play again tomorrow. Hope you can join us then. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
With in-person learning pushed back, a D.C. parent scrambles to find another option. 7 on Your Side working to get answers about CARE classroom restrictions. Plus, meet an incredible 87-year-old veteran who shares his historic experience in one of the most dangerous military missions. That's new at 11.